You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So Emily's had like 6 or 7 boyfriends this year, but
this non-stop.
This latest one, though, that we've called Chip.
Yeah, things are moving fast with this guy, I feel. Really fast.
Is he ready for the big letdown?
Oh, the letdown that is me? Yeah.
I mean, when you move on, I mean, is he prepared? Does he have the strength to get over it?
What if I don't move on? What if this one isn't crazy?
Are you going to marry this one?
I don't know.
I think he already got what he wanted.
We're going to go out of town, though. We're going on a little road trip.
Can we talk about that? So how far is the road trip?
I believe it's about 3 hours. We are going to a lovely little mountain town here in Colorado. We are going to go sit in some hot springs.
Oh, you're going to Glenwood.
Love Glenwood.
It could be it.
Okay. When are you leaving?
Well, it's none of your damn business.
Where are you staying? What hotel are you staying?
Here is my credit card information. Here is his social security number.
Are you a little bit concerned about going on an out-of-town trip for the first time?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Because
Bathroom situation?
Because we got a deuce situation. We got a number two.
Well, once you sit in the hot springs for a while, that'll happen, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you get comfortable and relaxed.
Right. Have a couple peanut butter balls.
Peanut butter balls.
Didn't you tell me that you're the girl who will always leave the hotel room to go somewhere else?
I went on a trip with ex-fiance number two, and I every time I had to go poopy, which I rarely admit because I just because
you're a girl,
I girls sweat don't do sparkles, that.
Glitter's glitter comes
right.
out.
I went to the lot, and I'm like dumb where I need home field advantage. Like I can't just willy nilly my business. I can't go to like an Applebee's and you know if the feeling hits, you go. So it's we gotta talk through it.
How many days and nights are you gonna be gone?
Two nights.
You can totally hold it for two nights.
Oh my God, don't do that. I'm gonna explode.
You're talking to the guy that held it for a week during Outdoor Lab. Full 5 days.
I'm telling you,
two nights is nothing.
I'm gonna be bloated in a piker. Suit.
The thing that she can control, she could leave the room if she wanted to. But the thing you can't control is if Chip goes into the bathroom and you hear all kinds of commotion going on in there, and then he comes out.
The walls
what
are not
do you
very
say? Do you just
thick.
Ignore like that happened, or do you just like, oh, are you feeling okay?
I think
or?
We're just. This is how I'm going to approach it.
I have a solution. Yeah. I have a solution for you before you tell me your solution.
Oh my God!
Because I've done this before. When you go to stay at a place, you scout out the other restrooms in the building.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, and then you've got to go down to the lobby to get something, or you've got to do this. You got to go for a walk. Got to go get something out of the car.
Well, what if somebody walks in? Because what if they don't have like a private onesie?
Well, that's still preferable than that on your first getaway out of town with somebody.
Here's what I think I'm going to do.
What?
We're going to break up. We're not going.
Aww.
It's just me and Kramer heading
Call
on up
off.
To Glenwood. I'm going to go stuck up on some poopery, and I think we just need to call a duck a duck. We need to be like, okay, we need like a code word for
You're
it.
Not going
to
do that.
I've got to,
are you going
to
ask
him? I
need
him code word. I need a poop code word.
Well, you know what you could say? You don't even have to go through you don't have to go into detail. You can just say, listen, there are times when a girl needs some privacy. So when that time comes, I'm going to ask you to go for a walk for like 25-30 minutes.
I do not enjoy the
45
act.
Minutes?
I don't take
no.
time right there.
I'm talking about turning the fan on, everything. Give yourself 20.
You have to air it out.
I mean, if you're going
to
take some privacy time. Now, if you're going to take some privacy time, give it like 20 minutes. Say, look, can you just go down to the hotel bar, Chip, you know, and get a daiquiri or something, whatever he drinks.
Oh, he loves daiquiris.
And then you really should break up because I was kidding.
No, he is fabulous.
Strawberry
daiquiri
for everybody.
Yeah, anyway. No, I think so. We need a poop code word where it's just like, okay, like go watch MTV.
Wouldn't it be simpler just to go find the other restroom? You know, here's a little tip for everybody. If you ever stay at a place that also has a little convention center attached to it, like so many hotels do, that's great because the bathrooms outside those convention parts of the hotel are deserted 95% of the time.
Sure. Yeah, they don't have conventions.
Yeah, they only have, you know, meetings every so often. And that whole part of the hotel is always vacant.
No, there's no convention
tear it up.
Center.
So just telling you.
Just bring him in the restroom with you and just be done with any sort of questioning. It just be done with everything.
Put him in the tub, hold
just
hands.
Sit here while I do this.
Have a nice deep conversation.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.